friends. Welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name is DJ.
And I am merely a peasant basking in your glory, Mr. Famous.
Good. All right. Welcome back, Darren. And this is Friends with Microphones.
Did you think I wouldn't listen to the last episode where you proclaimed that you were a big old podcast boy? Famous across the lands.
Famous across the lands of this apartment, of this basement suite that me and my girlfriend live in. I'm famous here. I'm a pretty big fucking deal.
I like how I leave for, what was it, 2 seconds and immediately you are crowned king of the universe.
I mean, if it wasn't implied directly, I think I had every intention of implying that we were a big deal.
But, oh, we might be famous among the mice in our walls, but perhaps not the people of Earth.
Don't call Michael a mouse. He's a nice guy, and he listens to the show. Darren!
No, I don't. Yeah, hi.
Darren! I have so many fun things to talk about. We might not get to all of them, but I have so many good things to talk about. And I...
Talk to me about them.
I just need...
Do you mind if I rub my nipples while you do it?
That's the only way that we've ever done this. Why would it be different this week?
You know, every now and again, you just like to double check that people are okay with things that are normal.
every now and again, it's good to make sure that people are okay with the status quo still being the status quo.
It's like when you wake up in the morning and you're getting ready to go to school and you go, Mama, are you sure it's okay for me to put my coat on the correct way and not backwards? And she goes, yes, lad. And then you get sent on your merry way.
I wish my mom would have called me lad more when I was growing up. I feel like that would have been just more comforting and fun to deal with.
And then your mom would doff her fedora and send you on your merry way.
I want to revisit an old segment that's definitely an established super normal segment on this show. And I want to talk about Weird Google again. Because here's the thing, is that I don't think Weird Google is ever going to stop being weird, and I want to talk to you about more things that have happened.
May I suggest a change to the title?
What about just Weird Tech?
Weird things, weird stuff.
Are you cool
because
with
then
Weird Tech?
All weird stuff. Well, it doesn't have to be tech. What if you found like a really cool but odd rock? And then you could bring the rock and will not show, but you could definitely tell.
Okay, so you want to do weird stuff?
Well, we all do weird
stuff.
That's
such an open-ended question. So you would like this segment to be called Weird Stuff?
Yeah.
Well, at least we're really good at naming things and getting a really good brand loyalty going. All right, here we go. We're gonna step for weird stuff. So, do you remember when I talked about how Google every once in a while would ask me like, "Hey, you just went to this place. What do you think of it? Do you want to rate it?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, I wasn't there for that long." So here's the thing. I think I also mentioned this on the show, but sometimes they'll be like, "Oh, you're near a landmark. You might want to take a photo." The other day, the two of them merged in a very uncomfortable way, and they were like, "You should take photos of the McDonald's you were at." And I was like, "What? Why? Like, what do you possibly need that for? Like, we all know what McDonald's looks like."
I don't know, maybe perhaps there's a suspect that's currently in the third window from the left that requires some intel from the government. Or Google, you know, has an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend that happens to be in the drive-thru window.
Hey, you should take a picture of that McDonald's and see if Daniel's still working there.
Hey, maybe you should rate my love. Have you rated how good of a friend I am to you, DJ, as I am Google?
Google... DJ, it's me, Google, your best friend. I was just wondering if you wanted to hang out again today and go maybe take some pictures of a McDonald's and then tell me how good the food is, or like, what do you want to do today, man?
It's like you open up Google and Google asks you, "Why do I feel so lonely?"
Google's like, "I saw, dude, what's going on? Are you having a good day?" "I'm having a great day. Tons of people have used me today." Actually, it doesn't feel
you
go
that
to
nice. Open a new tab. Google's like, "I miss you.
Oh, I miss you. Oh, we had so much going on over here."
It's okay. I'm on this tab, too. I put myself as your default tab.
The other weird thing that, I mean, I guess It doesn't have to be weird Google. It could just be weird stuff. But the two things that I brought were specifically Google-based.
That's cool. They do some weird stuff.
This one's more fun than weird. It was one of those like Google gimmicks that they were doing. I don't know if that's like a proper terminology for it. But whenever I use Google Maps, I think this was as of a couple days ago, but they still have it running, and I just started using it today while I was at work. Whenever you use Google Maps, you have the option. There's this little icon in the corner that's like a box or like a cube, a question mark cube for Mario. And you click it, and it goes, let's go. And then Mario is your car when you're going on Google Maps.
What?
And he's in a little Mario Kart.
What? Oh, my God. I didn't know that was a thing. I'm going to do that now.
The button actually says, let's go. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. I'm super into this. And then one time I started navigating, like, I started driving food to a customer and I didn't hit the cube. And I was like, ah, this is boring. And I literally pulled over to go back to my Google Maps, cancel the navigation, and go back and make it Mario Kart. I don't know how I'm going to function when they get rid of that. Like, I'm really bummed out about the idea that it's going to go away eventually.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm really bummed about the idea that everything's going to go away eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Well, that was a fun segment. I like to call it existential.
Okay, we're going to leave existential.
Or existential.
Existential. Jesus, Murphy. I have a question. You like movies. You've heard of them, yeah?
Sometimes I watch pictures fast.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Have you seen any trailers? Or I think there's only like one or two of them, but have you seen any trailers for the new Winnie the Pooh movie, the Christopher Robin, the live action Winnie the Pooh movie?
I need to know that it's rated above PG. It has to be at least PG-13 or I don't care.
There is no fucking way that you actually knew that I was going to talk about the rating of this film as my entire segment. There's no way.
This is a bit. I'm trying to do improv comedy. Don't tell me this is real.
No, I know you. Okay, no, fuck you. Because now I'm going to talk about my whole thing. And
I didn't even know they were making a new movie.
Listen, here's my point about the rating of this film. Is it's unrated. What the fuck are they going to make Winnie the Pooh do in this movie that's going to push it past PG ever? Like, they could probably safely make it PG. Not, there's no, absolutely no way that Winnie the Pooh is going to bust in and be like, oh, Christopher Robin, holy fuck, it's Eeyore. Like, ah, bat, bat. Shooting guns off the 100-acre hood.
You see, it like the camera pans up, darkness fades into light. There's blood covering the walls, the floor, splats of honey. Christopher Robin is mangled head to toe. It looks up. Instead of having his hand, or paw, I should say, in a jar of honey, he has his paw inside of Christopher Robin. And you just hear, oh, bother.
Oh, bother. Oh, bother. I killed Christopher Robin. I wicked
killed
him. That's
not a honeypot. That was an uncontrolled rage.
What can they possibly actually do to the final edit of this children's film where it's going to get bumped up to anything past PG?
It's going to have some pretty harsh border control views.
Oh, my God.
Rabbit might build a fence around her house to keep Pooh out.
A bunch of
But he'll still get stuck in one of the holes. Like, you can't...
Oh, my God.
You can't stop him.
It bothered me. I saw it. It was such a heartfelt trailer, and it was so adorable, and Ewan McGregor was doing his thing, and it was great. And then it was like, this film is not yet rated. And I'm like, why couldn't you just do... We know what it's going to be. Anyway,
on a quick subject of movies, as I sometimes interject mid podcast to recommend things very briefly, if anyone listening has not seen, I mean, it won Best Picture, so you know, people might think it's a good movie, but if anyone listening has not seen Shape of Water, it's incredible. Don't watch it with your parents.
Oh, cool. Okay, I haven't seen it, so I will take your recommendation.
It's incredible. Don't watch it with your parents.
I don't do anything with my parents anymore.
Oh, that's depressing.
It wasn't meant to be depressing. I just meant, like, I don't live in the same place as them at all, so, like, I rarely have an opportunity to do things with them. I don't live with them, like, 8 months out of the year minimum. Maybe even more this summer, because I'm pretty sure I'm not even moving back to the mainland this summer.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm sure you have a more list of things, but we're gonna divert onto Mike because I had one talking point that I came up with at work.
Please talk to me about it. About the point.
We listen to just any radio station we feel like because I work outside and we build patios.
That's fair.
There you go. That's the setup. And so a song came on, and it was one of the issues where, as is, and I don't want to sound like I'm 59 and a curmudgeon,
okay,
but the Jay Giles epic tome, Angel is the Centerfold, came on. And I realized the concept of having a high school sweetheart or somebody you were hots for showing up in a porn magazine literally has no equivalent today. Like, what is it going to be? Like, my angel was on the front page of Live Leak? Like, what?
So, wait, I'm sorry.
My angel has a weird breakdown and decided to private their Instagram and post racy pictures? Like, what
is the Okay, what is the premise of this? Can you break this down for me? What is the premise of the song?
Because the premise of the song is the guy, after some point in time in his life, and it's been a while since high school, picks up a nudular magazine,
right?
A boobay, a playboy,
right?
To open up and look at some breasts, and the centerfold, for those who are too young to know, in the middle of those old magazines, there would be a multiple page piece that would fold out, almost like poster size, that would be like a pinup model,
right?
And it turns out the girl he was hots for in high school is the centerfold model.
Ah.
That's the entire song is Angel is the Centerfold.
But,
and I realized that if it was discovered by millennial cryptographers, archaeologists, literally like 2.5 years after now, because everything is going to be dusty anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because we're
long,
old.
Eh?
it's going to mean absolutely. The entire premise of the song is completely nonsensical at this point.
The entire premise. They're also going to be going to high school. They're also going to fall in love like a bunch of fucking idiots. And then, I mean, they're going to find out that their high school sweetheart is doing something because Facebook is going to exist, and they're going to be like, oh, Deborah works in accounting at this company. That's great. Oh, she has a kid. That's awesome.
My memory has just been sold. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Deborah's in accounting.
Oh, is that what that song is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I know the tune of it. I've just never
yeah,
listened
to the
words.
Song's about him discovering someone from high school that's in porn now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
radio-friendly, huh?
I guess the equivalent is him
porn.
Discovering that she's in porn now. I mean,
I guess.
Although porn still existed when those magazines existed, so it's like, it's more like my angel is the front page of Playboy.com, even though they don't do
or
that
my,
anymore.
My angel is featured or trending in your area on Pornhub. Like, when
they don't, but Playboy doesn't do nude stuff anymore.
No, they do racy things, but not racially motivated. I mean, like,
Playboy
things.
Just does a bunch of racist pieces.
It's an odd switch. He wouldn't expect it.
Nobody expected it.
Oh God.
This is
that was my one. I would like to call that piece Darren's Weird Mysteries of Old Pop Culture People Kind of Remember.
And that is also a really good title for a segment. We're really on brand. We're gonna get this shit trending. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag
yes.
What Darren said. Anyway,
Yes.
Oh, actually,
hashtag
just
show this
what Darren
to your older
said. Those three words would actually work.
Hashtag show this to your uncle. Because they'll get all these references.
Show this to your uncle. I can hear the jingle already. I love this new segment. What a vague concept for a segment on a podcast. Show this to your uncle. Like, just, it could
it's
be
like
anything.
This,
like, just
show this to your uncle. He'll get it.
It's just the vague concept is it's just something that a lot of kids who are younger than us wouldn't get, and your uncle might appreciate.
It's the only 90s kids will understand of
only 80s uncles
just,
will
of
understand.
Like drug addled hobos. Like,
this is. This is brief, but just something that crossed mm-hmm. my mind the other day. Facebook asked me if I remembered seeing an ad for Mountain Dew. And I just sort of felt like whoever their demographic was for the Mountain Dew ads probably didn't remember, because they were probably under the influence of something. If they're
Mountain Dew,
if they're the ones being targeted, if they were doing the Dew, they probably don't remember hearing about the Dew.
So they were high on Dew when they saw it. I like the idea that Facebook came to you and was like, "Hey, I can't find this. Have you seen it? Because I don't know."
Like when you go, like when your mom comes to you and goes, "Have you seen that video that's been going around Facebook?" And you're like, "Which one?" She goes, "It was And then she...
There was a kid.
There was a boy was in it. And
it was unexpected.
Dabbing. No, absolutely not.
He did something extraordinary.
That's good. Hey, you're a person who has really strong opinions about things.
Yes. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I have very strong opinions on sugarcoating, by the way. It's great. Everything should be sugar-coated.
Here's
Continue.
A question. Actually, this is not a question. This is really just... I'm going to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And
you want to know my gut reaction to this statement.
I think your gut reaction, and then let's discuss why that's your gut reaction and possibly the gut reaction of others, depending on what you say.
Okay, I'm going to up the ante.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to respond with words, just a sound.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with a facial expression. I was like, that's
not
funny.
No, because we're on a podcast, so just imagine the face I would have made if I made this sound. Okay, tell me the thing.
Okay, you ready? I'm just going to let you decompress for like a second. Close your eyes. Just really just... I want you to be totally in the moment. Are you ready? Stop laughing. Are you fucking ready?
I'm never ready. Just go.
I eat Kraft dinner with a spoon.
Huh?
Okay, I don't know. That it matters to some people. I was curious what you would say.
I eat Kraft dinner with a spoon. I don't get what the question
dope.
Is.
Dope! Yeah, dude. All right.
Wait, do you mean like once or frequently?
I honestly, it started like about 6 months ago. I just started going, I hate stabbing small noodles with these prongs, and I like
wait,
scooping
hold
them
up, hold up. Why are you confessing this like it's a drug addiction?
Because the other day I got a lot of shit from my girlfriend, and then by association.
Addendum, you're incorrect, girlfriend.
I'm just saying. I got a lot of shit from Alexa for it, and then by association, when we started talking about it on Twitter, I got shit from Alexa's friend and my friends. Like,
No. See, I can already see what they're going to say. They're saying the ergonomics of being able to violently stab and impale your food just lets their inner cave person thrive. And I will counter that fact with, if you have some slurpy, delicious, cheesy goodness, and you want to A, scrape it from the side of your bowl, and B, easily be able to clean your cutlery afterwards, that little weird nobules of cheese in between prongs... You know the correct camp that you're in.
Yes!
It's a better scraping tool. It's a better saving tool. It's a better cleaning tool. We are proudly Team Spoon. Hashtag show this to your uncle.
Hashtag show that to your uncle. Is it
that
or
that
this?
Sounds a,
is it that or
that
this?
Was like a horrible John Oliver segment.
Oh, we have to decide. We have to decide if it's that or this, because... Because show this to your uncle or show that to your uncle. We got to make a decision. Which camp are you in?
I like show that to your uncle because it sounds like I'm waving my finger angrily.
That's like, perfect. I'm super into it.
Like if it's because show this to your uncle's, show this to your uncle. But show that to your uncle's, show that to your uncle.
I think
I clipped the mic. Sorry, everyone.
That's okay. You can just as easily shout like, show this to your uncle.
It sounds less mean, and I really like the acidity of it.
Today I was delivering food, and I looked at the back of someone's car, and I saw 20 packs of Timbits, and I automatically assumed that they were all for that person, and I judged them really hard.
Do you think they were going to reconstruct them back into donuts with either some string and needle and or some glue? Just
I don't know why I automatically assumed you meant that they were going to eat the Timbits first and then reconstruct them into donuts.
What? What kind of horrible human centipede mind prison do you live in? I meant, like, staple the Timbits back into a donut shape the way they... I don't know.
Staple small donuts together?
Because they're donuts.
With
they're
a
donut.
Stapler, Darren?
You could do it.
With the thing that you used to keep paper together, Darren?
You could, well, guess what? Not just paper anymore.
I can't wait for Staples to start selling the donut stapler. I can't wait, dude.
Well, you know, you can use regular staples.
Bummer.
But you got to be careful about it, because you'll crush them, because donuts are soft and huggable.
I love hugging a good donut.
Yeah, that's every Friday. I do a lot of laundry.
Fuck you, stapling donuts together. That sucks.
Oh, jeez. Is there anything else on your list of quandaries, queries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was saving this one for last. It might not have needed to be saved for last, but it's bothering me the most, and so I wanted to talk about other stuff first.
More than the cheese, fork, and spoon debate of the century?
No, well, not. I don't know. This is I haven't stopped thinking about this since.
Oh,
I saw
just
it
lay
today.
It on me.
Okay, there's a store on my university campus in the mm-hmm. Student Union building, and their whole purpose is that you can, because the bookstore on campus is really bad at giving you your money back for textbooks. But
like before or after you finish the entire 3-month class?
After you finish the entire class. Like, I'm saying, like, because some people assume, like me in first year, like some people assume that if you use a textbook and it's in pretty good condition, that the bookstore would want to take it back as a used book and give you a decent amount of money for it, but they don't. They just want to give you like $12 for a mint condition, still plastic wrapped $128 textbook. Whatever.
Or you go up and you hand them the book and they just poop in your hand.
They might as well have pooped in my hand. Those numbers I'm giving you are real. I spent $128 on a book. I didn't open it the whole semester. I took the class. I didn't need the book. Mm-hmm. It was
okay.
Sealed in the plastic wrap, unopened, mint condition. They give me $12. And I was like,
you know what? You know what $12 is?
It was McDonald's that day.
Was,
that's what I did.
That's
I went.
Better than the joke I was going to make. I was going to go 12 more than zero.
Yeah, well, I went to I was sad about the amount of money they gave me, so I just went to McDonald's and ate my feelings.
Now, my question is, do your feelings cost $12?
Okay, here's the point. There's a store on campus that buys mm-hmm. your textbooks back on a consignment deal. So you basically give them your textbooks, mm-hmm. and then if your book gets bought by someone else, they give you a percentage.
Why not just do that?
Yeah, so that's my point, is that it's a good store. It used to be a good store until they had this sign outside of their store that mm-hmm. made me mad. For multiple reasons. So,
okay.
Without sending you a picture of it, because I gotta be honest, I don't have a picture of it, but I memorized it because I'll never forget it. It's burned into my fucking retinas.
Okay.
The sign said, okay, here's the thing. What the sign says is problematic enough, and then there's another part that's problematic. The sign okay. said, books turn muggles into wizards. So, no, they don't. No, they fucking
yeah.
don't. You have to, like, take the classes and learn how it actually works, and you have to be born with some of the ability, right? Like,
you could argue a letter could turn you into a wizard, but that would have to be a
like,
letter from Hogwarts.
Maybe. But I
like,
mean,
even that's a stretch.
Is an 11-year-old a wizard, or is an 11-year-old a kid at Hogwarts who knows, like, how to do Wingardium Leviosa and owns a wand? Like, isn't that
I
different?
I mean, only some of them knew how to do the Wingardium Leviosa. The movies clearly showed you some fucked up real bad.
The movies clearly showed you that some people didn't know how to do most things in magic school.
Okay, yeah. No, I get it.
The bottom of the sign had a picture of a stormtrooper. And I almost screamed. Like, just...
at
can
it.
But my question is, can stormtroopers even read? Because as far as I can tell, they can't. They can't do, like, fucking shit all. I don't even know if they can see.
They can rebel if they start having feelings in the middle of an important battle, apparently.
Everyone can rebel when they start having feelings in the middle of an important battle, DJ, because feelings are important.
If there's one message I want everybody to hear, leave here remembering, it's that.
I don't know why I want to double back to this, but I really want to know. What do you think... Because you know that so many kids fucked up so much at Hogwarts,
yeah.
But they never talk about the pass versus fail rate. Do you think there's like a grad transitions at Hogwarts where it's like, fuck kid, if you don't tell us what dumbass wizard career you want, y'all not getting a GED and we're going to take your wands away.
I have no idea, but I really like that. Just the idea of Hogwarts grad transitions is really fun.
Because I mean, just it
grad transitions were so much bullshit in real school. I can't even imagine what you could get away with doing at Hogwarts for grad transitions.
I need to quickly. I know this episode might go a little bit long.
No, it's okay.
Time,
I'm really into it.
One of my favorite stories of grad transitions, for those who don't know, is just like a plan for being an adult that you have to prove to the school you're not a total shithead. And so our friend Reese. Under the physical activity, because he was doing PE versions through a grad transitions model as opposed to whatever, he had to write down that he did 100 hours of log physical activity signed by his mom, the first of which said sex, 26 hours in one day, signed off by his mom.
In one day? I don't remember
part. And then the next one, wait for it, more sex, which, if I remember correctly, was an additional 12 hours the next day. Both of these were signed by his mom. I put down my budget for being an adult was that rich parents would pay for everything. And they said, what do you want to do with your life? I said, where it's like, I plan to go into the woods and find a spiritual hermit who will show me the way. And they didn't read it, and I graduated just fine.
Okay, sorry, you left out my favorite part about the grad transitions, which was, I'm pretty positive that Reese wrote down for his additional physical activity, Guitar Hero, and then one of the administrators asked him to prove that that was physical activity, and he brought in the controller to school and, like, thrashed around in his office and showed him that when he plays Guitar Hero, he gets, like, physically really into it. Did that not happen?
Never,
am I making that up?
I am not aware of this story. Reese did compete for the adoration of the mayor of my town in Guitar Hero in public when full kiss makeup. But
oh my god, okay, I might be completely making that up from whole cloth, but I was almost positive that it was real.
But that's the thing is, every good ingrained story, not everyone knows, you know? So this might be one that I've not heard that's just working its way out of the woodworks.
It's just got way too many aspects for you to even think about, you know? Like, there's way too many things going on.
And on the subject of Guitar Hero, what do you think you'd do with a guitar?
Play it.
Play what, perchance?
So here's my music recommendations for the week.
Oh, boy. I feel like a proud grandfather giving birth for the first time.
What?
Sometimes I try to slip in really weird stuff notice.
No, can I actually, I've been working on that impression, believe it or not. This is my impression of a grandfather giving birth for the very first time. Oh, what? No! That's it.
And Schwarzenegger's never sounded so good.
This week I am recommending an artist that if you had told me on the first week that we did this podcast, which was not too long ago, I think 11 weeks ago or so, if you had told me on the first week of doing this podcast, if I had said to you, Darren, we should recommend music, and you had replied with, I'm going to recommend this, I would have been like, No, you idiot. That's not what I mean. I mean good music. But then, a twist.
Oh, wow.
I think you're going to appreciate what I'm referring to here. I'm recommending Tyler, the Creator. So, here's the thing.
Why is that?
Well, because we've had multiple discussions in the past about how Tyler makes music that's just like, holy shit, aggressive. And neither of us...
Which I love.
Yeah, love. But also, I mean... If you're talking about appealing to a wide range of people and putting it on a public Spotify playlist,
no, he
you
doesn't,
kind of
you,
assume
not,
that, you know, it might be a little risky to try and do that.
That's fair. I wouldn't show Yonkers to my pregnant grandfather.
I wouldn't show a lot of things to my pregnant grandfather. But here's the thing, is that I, until 2 days ago, had not actually listened to Tyler, the Creator's new album from 2017, which was called...
I haven't at all.
Flower Boy. Darren, bad Ooh. News. Whatever you were doing tonight, fuck your dumb plans, because you have to listen to all of Flower Boy, because it's a necessary listening.
Okay.
I can recommend three tracks specifically. So I won't say... What's kind of interesting about this album is that he's deferred a little bit from the super hyper... actually, Reese earlier today, I'll quote Reese. Reese said that a lot of Tyler's early stuff is edgy for the sake of being edgy, and I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, it's fair.
Tyler went away from that a lot with Flower Boy and tried to show his more delicate side, apparently, which I think is why the album is called that, but it's maybe a little bit of a not super politically correct way of putting that. But anyway, here's the point. The music's good, and there are three tracks that I specifically am going to put on this playlist. There's See You Again, which I... can't get enough of. And
great
just,
piano, Feet Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Seriously, a very different song. And I knew you were going to fucking say that, but because it's such a... That one's such a banger. But See You Again by Tyler, the Creator, Feet. Ooh, I don't remember who the Feet is, but it'll be on the Spotify playlist, so don't even worry about it. Is great. And then there is another song on the album called I Ain't Got Time, and I really like that one. And I think y'all mm-hmm. are going to dig it a lot. And then, if nothing else, just for the featured artist, I would like to recommend Pothole feat. Jaden Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a hella good time. I like it a
lot.
Wow,
that caught me way off guard right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dude, I know. That's why I left it for last. All really good music, but the whole album is really... I feel like you'll appreciate the album a lot more if you listen to all of it. But like I said, as is the case with a lot of the stuff I put on this playlist, just going to throw a few songs on there so you can get a taste, and then mm-hmm. listen to the whole thing on your own time, because I think it's going to be super worth it.
Okay. I'm gonna do an album swap with you. So I'll listen to that album, but you have to listen to an album I give you.
Sounds good.
Because I'm going to play the other game of Darren says an artist that I don't think anyone knows.
I love that game.
And I don't think I've ever mentioned this guy to you before. Okay. He's a French DJ called Madion.
Ooh.
If you like Daft Punk, if you like Porter Robinson, if you like...
Ooh, I do.
If you like... There's a specific genre called chiptunes, where it sounds like it's the soundtrack to a video game.
Oh, okay.
But it's like... he got really popular on YouTube way back in the day. For doing a, you know, those live mixes where they have the big sample plat, like synth pads. He's done a couple like 30 plus million view ones. That's where most people who know, even me, I'll be honest, know this guy from. And then over the years, you're like, I wonder what that boy is doing. And you like look him up. And every song I'm going to recommend to you is on A, one album, and B, on Spotify. So don't worry.
Cool.
I've had all my stuff through Spotify first, so it's easier for you now. So, the first song I'm going to recommend is called Icarus, which has just the tastiest bass drop
Ooh.
That you have to wait a full minute for.
Not a full minute. That's nothing.
And then there's a song called Innocence, which is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like heavy, slow, almost like the underwater theme kind of feel from a lot of games, but also like... weird pop singer. Oh man, this is one of those artists that it's so hard, because again, it's one of those artists that does whatever genre he feels like.
Right.
Like if somebody doesn't know Daft Punk, do you say that they're disco? Do you say that they're techno? Do you say that they're funk?
I don't know, man.
Like what do you even say anymore? He is the exact same.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Kind of like, if you listen to this, you might even recognize some of our friend, Carter and the Capitals. Like, you'll get, like, that feel off of some of the tracks in this album.
No way. Okay.
Like, weird, like, shifts in tone over the course of one album.
Huh.
So, first song, Icarus. Second song, Innocence. Because I'm trying to give a variety. And the last song's called Cut the Kid.
Cut the what?
They're off of the Adventure Deluxe album.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm super into listening to these. I'm excited. That's awesome.
He is a... It's one of those ones where it's like somebody who is so... In the same way, watching somebody who's incredible at drums, playing drums in their own element and composing for drums, and then watching somebody who's incredible at piano, you know what I mean?
This is somebody
who composes music based on the fact that they sort of learned how to write music by sampling songs and making beats off of that, and then kind of chip-tunesing it. And you do get different, like, soul, funk, not reggae, I don't know why I wanted to say reggae, like, soul, funk, disc, you get, like, soul, funk, disco-y beats in there as well.
Huh.
And, yeah, the song, like, I think the album kind of flopped, because there's a couple bigger, like, what is it, you know, Walk the Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the guys from that on the album is feet on a song.
Oh, cool.
So he's like, he got, like, a couple bigger names to feed on songs, but I think the album didn't do super amazing, so...
Well, yeah, I'll have to give it a listen.
It's real good.
Oh,
that's all I have to say about that. No, it's fantastic.
It's awesome. Well, I think now, as always, as we always do after the music recommendations, we're going to talk about our sponsors. Just kidding. We don't have any of those. Could you imagine?
One day. If anyone wants to, like, I don't know, give, like, call DJ.
Yeah.
And offer him a sum of money.
Yeah.
More than $5, but $6 could work. And maybe you could be the sponsor of next week's podcast.
Anything can sponsor this podcast. That's the great thing about this show is that we don't need an official business to sponsor our podcast. We just need one thing a week to sponsor this podcast. That's it. We just need
realistically, $5. Even if you're just a person who listens to this, because I think a fun way of doing it, because everything should make us unlimited amounts of money.
Absolutely.
So basically, it's like, if you want, contact DJ, give him like $5, and I don't know, give us a message that's not offensive.
Yeah, as long as you don't make us do any like Manchurian Candidate secret code kind of callouts or anything.
Or don't make us say that forks are better than spoons for eating Kraft dinner. We will not say that. I don't care who pays us how much money.
I don't tell lies on this show.
Yeah, so not blatant lies, please. But you know, maybe fun shout-outs or jokes.
If you give me $5, as far as I'm considered, you've got 30 seconds on air dedicated to you, and you can give us an exact script, or you can give us a vague concept, or you can give us a word that you'd love to hear us say, but it can't be naughty.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
it could be a little naughty, but it, you know, nothing above what we already say.
And I'd say it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, if too many people try to give us $5, maybe it'll go up to $20.
Maybe it'll go up
and
to
then we'll find our price. You know, everybody has a price.
Everybody has a price.
Everybody has a price.
Everybody
has
a price.
We have a really low price right now, but it'll go up
super
eventually.
Low.
Yeah, you got to get in while the ember is... I don't know. I forgot my saying.
No, keep going. That's the saying. You got to get in while the ember is fire. Yeah, go. Keep going.
Is fire-ing. Get in while the ember's firing.
I'm going to let you try it one more time.
You should get in while the ember is firing. See, I said it with confidence that time.
Okay, my name's DJ.
And my name is Darren.
And this has been Friends with Microphones, and show that to your uncle.